You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The 13-day run of the New York State Fair began Wednesday, and officials say they're gearing programming to reach a more diverse audience. They're trying to build on a 40% increase in attendance since the state poured $120 million into the fairgrounds. Director Troy Wofner says Governor Cuomo's tale of the long-forgotten Coke can on a wall actually makes a good point about how the fair was stale without a lot of new ideas.
You know, he's changed the culture by telling us this Coke can story over and over, so we plan something new and different every day. We have Biker Appreciation Day, we have Adopt-a-Pet Day, we have all these things going on, and then we add, you know, paddleboard yoga, and we add all this other stuff to it, and it gives people a reason to keep coming back. When I was young and used to come to the fair, you could come to the fair one day and be done with it because nothing changed the next day. Now there's something new and different every day.
Biker Appreciation Day, by the way, is August 24th with free motorcycle parking and $1 admission with a valid motorcycle license. Fair spokesperson Dave Ballard says part of appealing to a wider crowd means some different performances in Chevy Court other than the typical country or classic rock.
With only 13 days to program, if we're going to include other genres, if we're going to include rap and hip hop, classic country and modern rock, and with Lindsey Stirling this year, I don't know what you would describe the genre that she fits into as a musician, an electric violinist and dancer. If we're going to include all of those things, it means less of some of the things that you got used to.
Lindsey Stirling performs in Chevy Court this Friday at 8 p.m. Other changes include 9 new rides on the Wade Show's Midway. Above the crackle of radios and ringing phones, Ballard and Troy Wofner say the partnership with President and CEO Frank Zajcek has been mutually beneficial since it began in 2014.
As soon as they got here, ridership on the Midway and revenue to the fair, because it's a revenue share for us, grew substantially.
They have about doubled the revenue on the Midway in the last 5 years. And to Frank's credit, because he travels all over the country and does most of the state fairs, he isn't afraid to share advice. And so he's given us a lot of pointers and helped us up our game just in our presentation, because his is so fantastic.
Just off the Midway, the fair is adding 7 family movie nights in the Expo Center, where there's also an outdoor turf field featuring soccer, lacrosse, and bocce tournaments, as well as large lawn games. Other changes include a new name for the international building, now called the Eatery, for all the food served there. And naturally, there are dozens of new and strange food and drink offerings. Parking's been tight with so many visitors, 1.27 million last year, so the fair added a new 1,800-space parking lot on Willis Ave, where Centro shuttles will take visitors to the new Gate 10 bus depot near the Gray Lot. The new accessible Emerald Lot replaces the former bus depot at Gate 1. Details, schedules, maps, and more are at nysfair.ny.gov. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.